Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 sound design lesson for drum and bass, and we're going straight into one of the most useful modern workflows you can have, resampled Hoover textures. Because here's the truth, in 2026 era DNB, the Hoover isn't just a synth patch. The patch is the seed. The real sound is what happens after you print it, abuse it, reprint it, and then turn the best moments into playable audio. That's where the chewed up, wide, metallic, but controlled vibe comes from. By the end, you'll have a Hoover source patch that resamples well, a motion chain that creates evolving tone, a fast resample print workflow, and a few ways to turn that audio into stabs, drones, and fills that actually sit in a 174 BPM mix. Alright, set your project tempo to 174 BPM. Now create 3 MIDI tracks. Name them Hoover Source, Hoover Motion, and then create an audio track named Resample Print. Also create 2 return tracks, one called A Short Room and one called B Wide Verb. On return A, drop a reverb. Keep it tight. Decay around half a second. Pre-delay basically zero. High pass the reverb input so it's not adding mod. Somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz and roll the top a little. Maybe 7 to 10k. Dry wet is 100% because it's a return. On return B, use hybrid reverb. Pick a hall, algorithmic or convolution. Doesn't matter as long as it's big. Decay around 3 to 4 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds and high pass it harder than you think, like 300 to 600 Hz. You want space, not low-end fog. Again, 100% wet. These two returns matter because they let you audition space while you're designing, without baking reverb into your main print too early. You can always print a wet-only layer later. Now, step 1. Build the Hoover source patch. This is not the final sound. This is raw material that will survive being mangled. Go to Hoover Source and load Waveitable. Oscillator 1. Pick a bright saw. Turn on Unison, Classic Mode, 6 voices. Detune around 20 to 35%. Oscillator 2. Another saw, or a saw square hybrid. Unison 4 voices. Detune 10 to 20%. Then fine-tune it slightly sharp, like plus 5 to plus 12 cents. That tiny offset is one of those why does this feel more angry. Moves. Turn on the sub-oscillator, sine or triangle, but keep it low. In DNB, the Hoover is usually not your true sub. We'll probably high-pass later anyway. Now filter time. Pick a resonant low-pass style filter. Set cutoff somewhere in the 300 to 800 Hz zone to start. Resonance around 10 to 25%, and add a bit of drive. Then use the filter envelope. Envelope amount 20 to 40%. And a decay around 200 to 500 milliseconds if you want stab behavior. If you're aiming for drones, slow that down. For that classic Hoover instability, add just a hint of pitch movement. Put an LFO on oscillator pitch, both oscillators but extremely small. Think 0.05 to 0.2 semitones. Sync it around 1/8 to 1/2, or use a slow HE rate for drift. The goal is unstable air, not a siren. Then add a saturator after Waveitable. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive 3 to 8 dB, and compensate output so you're not clipping. Teacher note, you're aiming for exciting but not finished. If you already made it huge and polished at the synth stage, it won't resample as well. It'll just get harsh and flat when you push it. Now step 2, the motion chain, designed specifically for resampling. On the Hoover motion track, you can either route MIDI from the source track, or just duplicate the instrument. The key is, this track is the version you're going to print. Before we even distort, do one important gain staging move. Put a utility at the very start of the chain. Before any heavy processing, treat this like input trim. Aim so your loudest peaks are hitting roughly -12 to -6 dBFS before distortion. If you don't do this, roar and redux will behave unpredictably, and you'll have that classic moment where one note randomly destroys your headroom. Now build the chain. First, auto filter. Put it in band pass mode. Set frequency somewhere between 300 and 2k to start. Resonance 20 to 35%. Turn on the LFO and try 1/8 dotted or 1/16 sync. Keep the amount small to medium. We're not doing a big EDM sweep. We're doing rolling motion. Next, chorus ensemble. Use ensemble mode. Amount 20 to 40%. Rate slow or sync at 1/8. Width 100 to 140. Next, roar. This is the secret weapon for modern DNB resampling in stock Ableton. Start simple. Drive 10 to 30%. Tone slightly bright. Feedback low. Then add movement inside roar. Map an LFO to drive, slowly. If you want it to bite differently on louder hits, map an envelope follower to tone. Now the distortion reacts to dynamics, and when you print it, it feels alive. Optional, redux, just a little. Downsample 2 to 6 bit depth 10 to 14. You're trying to add jungle grit, not turn it into a broken radio. Then EQ8, high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. The woofer should not be fighting your resend sub. If it's boxy, dip a bit around 300 to 500. If it's getting ice picky, prepare to manage 2.5 to 5k later, maybe with a small notch. Then utility at the end, with 120 to 160%. Turn bass mono on around 150 Hz as a habit, even if you've high passed, because later you might change things and this saves you. Quick coaching note. Check mono early. Temporarily put a utility on your master and hit mono. If your hoover collapses into a weird nasal mid spike, fix it at the source by reducing unison or chorus width, not by trying to EQ your way out later. Now step 3. Print to audio, the workflow pros actually live in. On resample print, set audio from to your hoover motion track. Set monitor to off so you don't double monitor. Arm resample print. Now record 8 to 16 bars. And don't just record one thing. Record material. Do a few sustained notes for drones. Then do short stabs, like 1/8 to 1/4 notes with gaps. Then do a little riff that could answer your bass rhythm. Stick to a DNB-friendly note range like F1 up to C3. Minor keys work great, F minor or G minor, and remember, space is groove. Hoovers that breathe feel bigger than hoovers that constantly scream. Extra coach note, print with intention. Capture states, not just notes. Every few bars, deliberately change the character. Darker, then brighter, then thinner and metallic, then noisier, then wider. That way, when you slice later, you're slicing by personality instead of hunting randomly through a long waveform. Also, once you find a sweet modulation behavior, consider a commit workflow. Duplicate the hoover motion track, freeze and flatten the duplicate, and keep the original muted as your patch recall lane. This speeds you up massively. Now step 4. Turn your print into playable textures. Listen back and find a section with a great tone. Then you have two main approaches. Option A is clip-based texture, fast and musical. Double-click the recorded audio clip and turn warp on. For stabs that need body, use Complex Pro. For aggressive artifacts and that crunchy motion, use texture mode. Now loop a juicy moment. Quarter note, half note, or one bar loops are all gold at 174. Then get expressive with clip envelopes. Automate transposition subtly. Even 0 up to plus 7 semitones over time can create that rising tension. Automate volume to create rhythmic gating without adding extra devices. After the clip, an auto pan. Amount 20 to 60%, rate 1/8 or 1/16, phase 180 degrees. That gives you wide motion that feels like it's woven into the rhythm. Option B is the jungle approach. Slice it like a rave chop. Right-click the audio and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient for organic cuts, or by 1/8 notes for grid slicing. In simpler, use slice mode. Add a low-pass filter just a touch, and maybe a tiny pitch envelope for punch. Now program hits like you would with Amen edits. Put stabs on off beats. Answer your bass phrases every two bars. Or even better, answer the snare space. Put a hoover hit right after the snare. Then leave the next snare gap clean. That creates a hook that's rhythmic, not just melodic. Now step 5, make it mix ready. This is where a lot of good hoovers die, because they're huge, soloed, and painful in context. On the resampled audio track or your simpler track, add EQ8, high pass somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz depending on how busy your bass is. Then check 3 to 6K carefully. If it's piercing, do a narrow cut, 2 to 4 dB. Don't be afraid of that cut. In a club, that range can become a weapon. Then multiband dynamics as a stabilizer, not a destroyer. Your low band is basically irrelevant because you high-passed. Use slight compression on the mids to keep it consistent, and tame the high band spikes just a little. Add a limiter for safety, ceiling at minus 0.5. If it's hitting constantly, don't celebrate. Go back and reduce distortion, reduce levels, or calm the resonant filter moves. Bass tip, keep reverbs mostly on returns. You can always make a separate wet-only print as a background layer, but don't commit your main hoover to a huge reverb too early. Now step 6, arrangement ideas that actually work in rolling DNB. For the intro, use a long filtered hoover drone. Slow cutoff automation. Send it to the wide verb. High pass it so it feels like atmosphere, not bass. For the drop, use short stabs. A classic placement is snare on 2 and 4, and the hoover stab hits on the and after 2. It's rave punctuation. It's call and response with the groove. For a switch up, don't necessarily write new material. Use the same resample but change the presentation. Reverse a couple stabs. Swap warp mode. Pitch one phrase up 7 semitones, and gate it with volume automation so it talks. One of the cleanest advanced concepts here is the identity loop method. Pick one bar loop that screams this is the track. Use it in every section, but treat it differently each time. Intro, filtered and washed. Drop A, chopped stabs. Drop B, different warp, different pitch, different gating pattern. The listener feels continuity, but you still get evolution. Now let's go into a few pro-level variations. If you want a darker or heavier parallel distortion pass, duplicate your resampled track. On the duplicate, go heavier with roar, add a touch of redux, then low pass around 6 to 9k. Blend it quietly under the cleaner layer. Think -12 to -18 dB quieter. It adds weight and aggression without turning the main layer into fizz. Wet only texture layer. Send the hoover hard into the wide verb return. Then create a new audio track and resample just the return. High pass the wet print aggressively, like 400 to 800 Hz, and tuck it behind the drop. That's how you get expensive atmosphere without mud. Metallic motion. Try phaser flanger before distortion. Sync rate 1/16 to 1/8, feedback low to medium. It makes that techie sheet metal movement you hear in darker rollers. Sidechain. Subtle. Put a compressor on the hoover bus sidechained from your drum bus. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 80 to 160, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're making space for the kick and snare, not creating obvious pumping. And here's a slick thickness trick without cranking detune. Duplicate the audio clip. Detune the duplicate by +5 to +12 cents using fine transpose, offset it by 5 to 15 milliseconds, then low pass it a bit. That creates width and thickness in a controlled way. If you want to go even more advanced, do an MS style split with an audio effect rack. One chain forced to mono for the mid, one chain exaggerated for the sides. Process the mid tighter, the sides prettier. Big stereo, stable center. Alright, quick mini practice exercise to lock this in. Build one hoover source patch in wave editable and one motion chain. Auto filter, chorus, roar, eck. Record 16 bars, 8 bars sustained note, then 8 bars of 1/8 stabs. Choose your best 1 bar moment. Warp it in texture mode. Automate transpose from 0 to +7 over 8 bars. Slice the same audio to simpler and program a 2 bar call and response with a basic DNB drum loop. This audio version is shortened for playback.